great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now, and a little bit of shell shock on the part of Mizzou fans this Monday morning, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would say on Saturday right away, you know, the Texas A&M took it to them right away.
Wow.
First of all, Mizzou had a horrible call go against them. Now, none of this matters anymore, but at the time, you know, you had a pass interference that absolutely was like textbook pass interference. They waved off the flag, and they're like, oh, boy, here we go. This is how the game's going to be officiated. And you could see the wind getting taken out of Mizzou's sails, and Texas A&M marches right down the field and scores. Then they get the 75-yard touchdown to Luther Burden. Nope, called back. Offensive lineman downfield a few yards. And you look at the replay, and you're like, technically that's correct. But again, a call goes against Missouri. You could see their body language just, you know, the life was taken out of them. And then they just get trounced. I mean, this Le'Veon Moss comes out early third quarter, first play, boom, 75-yard touchdown run. They got destroyed by A&M. Good teams don't let that happen. Good teams overcome bad calls and bad situations and make a game out of it. Missouri did anything but. I cannot tell you one thing that they did well. Nothing. And especially on the line, they had everybody up in Brady Cook's face. They had nobody to stop Moss and the A&M passing attack, for that matter. It was a thorough beatdown by Texas A&M. And they have a lot to work on, without a doubt. That they are now ranked 21st in the country, plunging from number 9 down to 21. They are not a college football playoff team. They have got to figure this out pronto, just how to get back on in their winning ways. And you know what? If you really look at it, it was trending that way. BC and Vanderbilt, although I know Vanderbilt beat Alabama, but BC and Vanderbilt gave them tough games. They were able to get through it, but Missouri has yet to play a great football game. Mm-hmm. I mean, they shut out their first two opponents, but, you know, Murray State, Buffalo, I mean, you know, they just have not been what people thought they were going to be.
I think even when they were ranked 9th in my head, I'm thinking, I just don't think that that's really how they are going to be playing. Once they face a real opponent, in this case Texas A&M, they're going to get obliterated, and I don't like that for them.
And A&M, and we all know it's a great place to play. Kyle Field's very intimidating, but A&M's played really well since Notre Dame beat them in the opening game.
Was A&M the program that Saban suggested was buying a football team, or was that Texas Tech? I can't remember. It was one of the A&M. Texas State. It was A&M, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he went after Jimbo Fisher. Yeah. And, you know, I love Nick. You know, there's no bigger Nick Saban fan than me. I love Nick Saban. I've read books about him. I've studied him. I think he's a great leader. I love him on College Game Day. But one thing he was wrong about was that this NIL situation right now is going to destroy college football as we know it. I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun to watch Vanderbilt fans running down the streets of Nashville with the goalpost.
3 miles they ran. Did you see that?
I think that's pretty fun. I mean, those kids will never forget that for the rest of their lives. I think it's great to see Arkansas spring an upset and knock off Tennessee, and they're celebrating in Fayetteville all night. You think that's bad for college football? I think that the parity is actually good. I love the 12-team playoff. Now, they need to regulate NIL and make this not the Wild West, but actually, you know, put a cap on it at some point. I think they will. But it's good for college football to see all these teams feel like they have a chance to win a ball game. Now, Missouri is in this group of teams that actually does NIL very well, and they have a loaded offense, but a defense that looked very porous to me, a quarterback that was very unsure of himself with all the pressure. He was 13 of 31 passing. That is horrendous. I mean, it was a bad, bad day.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. You know, I don't often talk about Kentucky football, but they did play Georgia to a point, and they've had a decent win this year at Ole Miss. You know who they play next week? Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking to myself, I'd hate to be the team that has to play Vanderbilt after that shot of adrenaline in their arms. It's Kentucky has them next week.
I would say watch out for Kentucky, and here's why. Saban, I'll go back to something that he said on College Game Day. He was 100% correct. They asked him that Alabama-Georgia game that was a thriller, incredible football game. Who has the tougher time, Georgia getting up off the canvas or Alabama? And he said, it's definitely the team that wins. The team that wins now is like, oh, yeah, 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 we're,
this is easy.
Everybody's talking about us. You know, we can put on our, you know, we can lay back a little bit and relax and you'll rest on our laurels and look what happened. You know, they went to Vanderbilt and got beat. The team that loses has an edge to them. You know, everybody's like, all right, what do I have to do to improve? Everybody's on the same page after a loss. That was bad. How do we get better? So I guess what I'm telling you is UMass is in big trouble this Saturday when Mizzou goes up there.
Oh, yeah.
Mizzou's got to show us something here. You know, that how do they respond to a bad loss? Because that was a bad loss. How do they respond and come back from that? But I think Kentucky's got a shot against, you know, this will be a good test for Vanderbilt. After all this, greatest win ever, blah, blah, blah. Can they keep edge and do it again the next week? Winning after a win can be very difficult to stack those wins together. I know confidence is a thing, but sometimes mm-hmm. you can get overconfident.
Well, I was going to say, there's a difference between confidence and cockiness, and maybe they sure. teeter on that line a little bit
and
too much.
And since you're talking about Kentucky, I will say Indiana's now ranked 18th in the country.
Oh, had to get it in there. Yeah, all right, let's switch quickly. What about the Blues?
And we're undefeated.
Regular season starts tomorrow.
And we were the first team to become bowl eligible in the country, which is out of control.
I was trying to bail you out, Mark.
Blues tomorrow at... I know, he can't handle it. Blues tomorrow at Seattle. I love the fact that Chris Zimmerman, the CEO, told me yesterday he thinks they're a contender, that they are a legitimate contender. I tend to agree only for a playoff spot. I don't think they're a Stanley Cup contender just yet, but I'd love to see this young group of players, and I think they're a lot faster than they were. And I'd love to see continued growth out of Jordan Kyrou, who had a nice year last year. Robert Thomas had a great year. Bennington was probably the MVP of the team last year. As long as he's in net, they got a chance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be fun to watch them here over the next. I'm ready for hockey. It'll be fun. I'm going to be at the home opener on the 15th. I'm fired up about that. So
I'm going on the 17th. Go. I'm looking forward to it.
Carl will be at
I'll
all
be
of them.
At all of them.
Yeah. Oh, you will?
And then there's a game on the 19th and the 22nd.
Yeah. There will be much Van Halen played on the 17th.
I bet.
At least lots of requests.
You might hear one or two. Tom, what do you want to hear on opening night, besides the goal horn a lot?
Let me think about that. I'll text you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll text you. I got a week to think
about it.
That's
what everybody else does.
Yeah.
Make it a good pick,
I'll
Tom.
That's the cool thing. I can sit there with Angie.
Not the IU
like,
fight
watch
song.
This. Carl. Carl. That's a great call.
Song.
Carl,
I
play
do have
Indiana
it.
Or Indiana.
Carl, how
it.
Many requests do you, because I'm sure you have
right,
a lot of friends
go,
who go there.
I have to go interview
there.
Coach all right. Hackworth.
All right.
I'm being called back.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Normally, Mark's good at that. I know you got to go, but we forgot about that.
Well, you know, 45 blew by, and I'm thinking, well, maybe
know,
he's got a little
chatting.
Extra time this morning, and I forgot that he did
how
have to
many?
Run back
yeah, how
hall.
Many? Because I'm sure you have a lot of friends who would go to the same game. So how many requests on average do you receive with a song
well,
that they
first,
want played?
First, I ask them if they're there, because people are like, I can hear it on the TV. No, I'm not doing that. If you make a request for me, you have to be at the game. So
Is there a verification process that you have in place for that now?
Show me a picture.
Gee, send me a selfie
of you
holding up the number
so
2.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, usually people are honest. No, I'm watching on TV. No, I'm not going to play a request for you if you're not
Thank
at
you.
The game.
But might not hear it anyway.
Let's see about usually anywhere between 10 and 15 a game.
Wow. And how often do you have to say, that song sucks, I'm not playing it?
He says that to me quite often.
Well, I figured that, but...
Well,
not playing anymore Sammy Hagar.
No, usually it's... what they do is they forget, and then they request it with 5 minutes left in a tie game, and it's the slowest song in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no.
Should I request Celine Dion, Power of Love, or...
Yes.
Okay.
And tie game...
Yeah. At the very end.
Yes.
Okay. Got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Great. Great.
And at least people understand. They go, oh, you have a point.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I've been doing this for a while.
Do you get any requests for this one, Carl?
We went Blues!
We do have a video to that.
I'll bet you do.
With the Who.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
Yes.
We went Blues. Nice.
Classic.
All right. We're back in just a minute. Stay tuned.